today's rest of the story. Once upon a time, somewhere in the Smoky Mountains of North Carolina, there was a showdown. The combatants were a man and a woman, Jim and his wife. The subject of their dispute was their one-year young son. Mama had been sobbing and raving out of control the whole year. Jim had been taking it, but there was something different about tonight. Something that told both parents that by sunup, nothing would ever be the same again. It had all begun when the couple discovered their infant son was blind. And that would have been hard enough, except that in those days up in the Smokies, some folks believed that hardship in life was the wrath of God visited on sinners. That's precisely what Mama thought, that her blind son was God's punishment. And that conviction was reinforced by the fact that prior to the birth of this child, another had been born dead, so Mama's mind was made up. And every time she looked in the cradle, she was overwhelmed by guilt. And certain that somehow, if only she could be rid of this child, she would be rid of her guilt as well. And that's why on that cold winter's night, Jim's wife came to him and said that if he really loved her, he would find a way to dispose of the baby. Take away God's punishment, she demanded. Jim felt an icy chill. Was it possible that his wife would try to harm the child if it remained in the house? Jim could not take that chance. He bundled his son up in his arms and fled into the night. And this is the rest of the story. That little boy was to spend his early years in the home of his grandparents, Jim's mother and stepfather. They were loving and wonderful. The youngster encountered his own mother no more than half a dozen times during all the years of his youth. And he would never, ever forget the day Mama presented to the rest of the family her newborn baby girl. And made her blind son feel the infant's eyes. See, Mama said, they're not like yours. She is not like you. She did not shame me. She has eyes. She can see. The little boy was 5, going on 6 at the time. He knew his heart was breaking, but he dared not cry. Not in front of a stranger. Well, all this has been many years ago, but over those many years since, our whole world has been made richer because of the personal warmth and the wonderful talent of a country singer named Ronnie Millsap. Admirers know that he is blind. 3 years ago, some were astonished to learn that Ronnie's mother had turned up a while back asking for money. That the usually phenomenally generous country singer refused her. That was an uncharacteristically harsh response, many believed, that he should refuse money to his own mother. Only now, as of this moment, they and you know the rest of the story.